Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Glad to be on it.
Larry, the demonstration plant for American Manganese where you're, trying to recycle products, maybe explain to us what that demonstration plant does and how's it going so far?
Well, it's, I finally was able to get down there and have a visit, and I see it's coming together. It's a lot larger than I envisioned from the drawings. And I mean, I'm talking about a couple of pieces as big as our pilot plant. Now, all these are innovative pieces of intellectual property that we are working on, and it's coming together. And it really excited me to see the high tech that's involved in this plant and the size of this plant. You know, everybody wants to see me do a timeline and everything else. I don't know how you can do a timeline when you're designing and building the plant out. And if there's a small piece missing, you have a delay. But anyway, I was really excited about the progress that's being made. Looking at that thing, I think if our shareholders were able to all visit the plant, they'd be very, very much appeased. They would, they'd see that this thing is not some Mickey Mouse deal. You know, our pilot plant, which took time to build and everything else because it was a new innovation too, is only about the size of two pieces of equipment on the demonstration plant. And, some of that equipment is, dwarfs the pilot plant. So, we can't have everything. People want me to put out timelines again on when we're going to have the plant finished. Well, I won't put out timelines because I don't have any control over something that may be missing or something that may have gotten broken and has to be replaced. So, putting out timelines is just a way of cutting your throat, the company's throat, because you can't make a timeline that you don't control. And if you can't control it, certainly COVID controls a lot of our timeline. And, you have to go with the flow. You have to go with everything else. But if you look at the innovation that's being made, the high-tech look of this plant, and it's not going to be all hidden behind, sheets of steel that you see most plants are. This one here will be out in the open, and why not? It's in our patent, and we don't expect anybody would be foolish enough to copy the patent. And if they did, well, there's ways of getting to them. You can lose everything by, encroaching on somebody's patent. But anyway, let's stick to the positive. The positive is that these pieces of equipment, are like even the filtration. There's two filters, and you look at those, they're very high-tech looking. They're very large. They take up a lot of room, and, just got to all come together. You know, we've got water testing equipment in there that can take it down to high purities of water so that we don't contaminate the flow of the leaching. So it's, there's a lot of things to think about. There's a lot of things to think about when you're building a plant like this. So I'm sorry, guys, if you're disappointed. But I'm not, and I don't think anybody that sees it would be disappointed. So, the most recent generation of pieces of equipment that are being put together in each module is really staggering. You know, I was certainly flabbergasted. And, you know, I've been around process plants most of my life. And they're not like mining plants. The mining plants all kind of have the same look, ball mills, sag mills, flotation circuits. It's, you know, everything that they have, thickeners, is, you know, some of the things that we have. But they all have that same look and touch and feel. And, you know, this one here won't. This one here will be a showcase piece of equipment. And it'll just be an example of what the eventual commercial plant will look like. And we can't build the commercial plant until we get this one completed so that we know exactly what we need. And Cometco are doing a bang-up job. Cometco have a very strong reputation out there. Anybody smearing them is, you know, because if they're smearing us, saying that we're lying about what's going on, then, you know, they're smearing Cometco. Cometco's an arm's length contractor, and that's the way we wanted it, and that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it is. So, yeah, come on, guys. You know, let's get behind the project and see what's going to happen. I expect the, you know, the venom that comes my way. Because, a lot of investors will always blame somebody else for their mistakes. And, their mistake was not buying the stock when it was way down, because all this stuff was fairly well known when we were at 20 cents and 30 cents. And it's very well known now that we're at 65 to 75. So, hey, I think that, you know, you should take a second look at it, evaluate your portfolio. We've been transparent. We had a write-up on that, and that write-up was had nothing. We never had one iota of information that went into that except it was out in the public. So, you know, I like that piece. That piece was something that we could actually send out to our investors, because we didn't have a hand in it. And, it was, you know, we went through it, and as all we did was report the press releases in a sequence that showed the advancements of the company. Don't forget that we've got those 7 or 8 patents, and, we've got, other patents pending. So it's not like, we're sitting in a back room somewhere smoking a cigar and BSing each other. We're basically trying to put a good product into the hands of the public and have something that's going to work for the environment. Nobody wants to talk about what the environment is. Somebody wrote me a letter and said these guys get 95%. And what's 95%? Well, you take 1 million pounds, that's 50,000 pounds of waste. And we want to have it's close to 0 pounds of waste on a sustainable closed circuit pilot plant, or demonstration plant, I should say, and eventually a commercial plant. So, you know, I was very excited about that. I've been knocked down a bit, but, you know, I'm still excited about it, and no matter what happens, I'm 100% behind this project.
For people unfamiliar with American Manganese, what does the company do, and how can they trade it and find out more information about it?
Well, the best place to go for information is the company website. And there's all the information that's out there. It's all very transparent. And, it's, you know, everything that you need to know about the company is out there. And, you know, as far as investing, that's up to you to do your own due diligence and do the investing. And, you know, it's, you can't blame the management for the fact that we are in a bear market. You know, it's not a bull market out there. We have a bull day. We have 2 down days. We have an up day. and we have another down day, or we have two up days, and we have another down day. You know, it's an unpredictable market. It's very volatile. And, you know, you just gotta stand your ground. If you like your investment, like most people say they do, then, they shouldn't be wobbled. You know, I mean, because they can go and get the actual truth off the site. So, that's, you know, and we're there to, actually, to bring a solution to for the environment. The environment is important. I mean, we want a sustainable closed-circuit solution that puts very little or nothing back into the environment. And that's what we're achieving, as our results are telling us. And all we can say is that, you know, I'm happy to be working with Cometco. I've been working with Cometco now for, what, oh, God, close to 15 years, and I found them to be the most stellar and the most advanced and the most innovative company out there when it comes to something. They can put the mass balances together. They can say, we think we can do that. And if you think that they can do that, you put your money behind them and let them go to work. So anyway, Jim, that's kind of the way we are, and I'm hoping that next podcast will have a nice photo of a piece of equipment that's out there that shows a lot of high tech value, a lot of innovation, and, I would hope that would, you know, whet the cockles of the hearts of the investors. So, you know, we got a lot of investors that do have belief in the project. And, you know, they're encouraging to the management. And, so we just want to keep that circuit going.
Again, Larry, where are you traded? How can people get more information?
Well, we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB Exchange under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. I just went through the symbols. The website is AmericanManganeseInc.com, where you can do all of your due diligence. It's all there in front of you. And, you know, you can, phone the company at, 778-574-4444. You know, you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMNs.com. Or Zarco, for that matter. And, you know, I see a big change coming in the market, and I see a big, a lot of banners for American Manganese coming up.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 8th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.